Yirmiyah Perik Mem Aleph Pasuk Hey, Lilei Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. And so, the terrible events that bring eventually into effect some Gedaliah have taken place on Rosh Hashanah, of all days. Yishmael ben Nesanyah has murdered Gedaliah the governor, Gedaliah ben Achikam, murdered the Jews who were with him and the Babylonians who were present. And 2 days later, nobody knows about it. Mishchem, Mishilo, Mishomron, Shmonim Ish. 80 men came from Shchem, Shilo, and Shomron on their way. Shchem and Shilo are not very far from Yerushalayim. Why are they on their way? So the Me'am Loes posits that maybe they don't even know that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed yet. They were hiding in caves. Babylonian forces are roaming the land. Juneteenth, they haven't heard the news that the civil war is over. And now, once they get on the road to come to Yerushalayim, they think to bring Karbonos. Maybe they're even coming early Aliyas or Regel for Sukkos. They're between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Maybe they're coming for the Yom Kippur service. And they find out what's going on. And the Me'am Loes suggests they change their direction to go to Mitzpah instead, because that's the new center of Jewish life, because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Rabbi Breuer brings down a chazal that they were the remnants of the 10 tribes. Somehow they had managed to survive up in the northern kingdom. Well, there was nothing left of it by now. It's 180 years after it's been destroyed. And they continue to cling to the Beis HaMikdash. There are a few people, even in the Asar Shvatim, who wanted to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So they're on their way to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they get the terrible news that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. More pointing to the idea that this is less than 2 months after the Churban. The news travels slowly. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have cell phone reception. So 80 men from these towns are on their way. Megul Chezakanu Kuruei V'Gadim. Their beards were shaven. Their clothes were torn. Umis Godidim. And their flesh was cut. They cut their skin. They're in mourning. Now, ordinarily, when one does that, los is go to do is one of the most basic mitzvos, that you're not allowed to cut yourself for the sake of mourning. That's something that you're not supposed to be allowed to do. But the Radak says that in mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, they went a little further than ordinary Jewish mourning would go. And they were carrying in their hands a mincha, flower offerings, or just a gift, and frankincense, lavona, lahavi beis Hashem, to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So this is why the Mefarshim have said with this pasuk that they did not know that it was destroyed. But Rabbi Breuer points out that the cutting and the garments being torn and the beards being shaved actually are signs of mourning adopted from the pagan environment, in which they, a small group of survivors from a once powerful nation, lived. Who would not understand their genuine grief? 200 years had passed since the northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians, as I said before. But Yishmael is going to exploit this. Vavayesi Yishmael ben Nesanya likrasam min hamitzvah. So rather than to let them in to see the gory death tableau of all of the bodies and blood all over the ground, Yishmael came out of Mitzvah to greet them. Holech haloch uvocha. And as he comes to meet them, he is weeping as he went. What an actor. What a sincere guy. So this is deception. The Das Sofrim says this deception proves that he had literally gone mad. He had gone crazy. He could have run away. He could have tried to escape the consequences of his own actions, since there were 2 days where nobody knew what was going on. But rather than that, he tries to deepen his own situation and make it worse for himself. Other people say this was a plot to overpower the new arrivals with his 10 men. Vayihi kivgosho sam vayomer aleihem. And when he met them, he said to them, Bo el Gedaliah ben Achikam. Come to Gedaliah ben Achikam. So, to appearances, he is sharing grief over the Churban. He is sharing grief over all the terrible things happening. And now he claims to be an envoy to the man that he murdered. Vayihi kivoam el tocha ir. But as soon as the 80 pilgrims, and you imagine the kind of shape that they're in, they're emaciated, they're cut, they're torn, they're They're shuffling along in absolute despair. So when they eventually shuffled into the middle of the city, Vayishchatem Yishmael ben Nesanya al Toch HaBor. So Yishmael ben Nesanya immediately killed them, massacred them as well, and then threw the bodies into a pit. Huvuan Hashem Esherito. Nesanya, Yishmael didn't do all the murder. He had 10 people with him doing the murder. Ches Vasor Anashim Nintzu Uvam. But 10 of those who were among the victims out of the 80 said, Vayomer El Yishmael, Al Tmisenu, please don't kill us. Ki Yesh Lonu Matmonim Basodeh. We have things hidden in the countryside. Chitim, wheat, usaorim, and barley, v'shemen, and oil, u'devash, and honey, all hidden in our little storage hidey holes. V'yechdal v'lo hem misam b'sochal cheyem. Yishmael is apparently rational enough that he stopped. He held himself back, and he didn't murder them together with their brothers. So either they're trying to placate him, buy him off, or just save their own lives through desperation. But it seems like they had no real intention of joining Gedaliah on his side. People ask all those people right now trying to destroy works of art and stop the Belt Parkway and demonstrating and causing violence and damage. How are you bringing people over to your cause? So when Yishmael murders 70 out of 80 people, does he really think he's going to turn the last 10? V'habor asher hishlich sham Yishmael, eis kol pigrei huan Hashem. And the Pasuk goes on to tell us that the bar in Pasuk Tes, where Yishmael ben Nesanyahu had cast the bodies of the men, the corpses, asher hikob yad Gedaliahu, who had been murdered at the hands of Gedaliahu, hu asher osa hamelech osam ebnei Basha melech Yisrael. This was a pit in which King Asa had made because of Basha, king of Yisrael. Way back when. Asa is the son of Rechavam, reigned for 41 years, very smart guy, righteous king. He dug a pit to serve his war plans against Basha Melech Yisrael, who was trying to prevent any Ole Regel from making it to Yerushalayim. And a pit was dug near the border between the two kingdoms for some military purpose. It's not exactly certain what it was. So Mila Yishmael ben Esanyo Chalolim, and this pit was now filled by Yishmael with the bodies of those he had murdered. So this is interesting. So Gedaliah, it's interesting, it says Gedaliah, because of Gedaliah, Asher hika biyad Gedaliahu. Gedaliah didn't murder these people, Yishmael murdered these people. So one might think, Rashi says, that Gedaliah himself is guilty. Why is Gedaliah guilty? Because on the one hand, he didn't believe when people told him that Yishmael was an assassin out to kill him. So he should have been more careful. But Rashi says, second of all, he did disregard the honor of Beis Dovid. Maybe he could have found a way to appease Yishmael so that Yishmael didn't go out of his mind, as he just has.